Amory and 107.5 FM W298DK Amory. And always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Michelle Franzen. Protests in Los Angeles over ICE raids expected again today. It follows a volatile weekend of unrest and President Trump mobilizing National Guard troops and L.A. neighborhoods without Governor Gavin Newsom's approval. Newsom now says the state is suing.
Newsom says that this is purposefully inflammatory and that it only escalates the situation. That memo the president signed over the weekend sends up to 2,000 National Guard members for a period of 60 days. President Trump and Gavin Newsom have a long history of going back and forth on politics and policy issues. This is the next chapter in that long history.
ABC's Karen Travers. The White House confirming President Trump and Israel's prime minister will speak today. It has been 2 weeks since their last call when Trump warned Israel's leader not to take actions that could disrupt U.S. and Iranian talks. And in London, high-level trade talks today between the U.S. and China as the world's top economic powers try to tamp down on tariff uncertainty. This is ABC News.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
For WLAK News, I'm James Kelly. Republican state lawmakers are proposing legislation to continue Wisconsin's Knowles Nelson Stewardship Program. The bill would reauthorize the program with about $28 million of funding each year until June of 2030. That $28 million is about $5 million lower than the current funding for the program and significantly lower than the $100 million per year for the next decade that was proposed by Governor Tony Evers. The bill would also prevent the Department of Natural Resources from awarding more than $1 million for projects. The National Weather Service is warning of severe staffing shortages in Wisconsin and that none of their offices in the state have a chief meteorologist. The agency has three offices covering a majority of the state, with the Northwest region covered by offices in Minneapolis and Duluth. Due to federal cuts under the Trump administration, the remaining offices have also cut some of their services, like balloon launches. The cuts come as Wisconsin sees more tornadoes than usual, having already nearly hit the average of 23 that the state sees in a year. The Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources will hold a public hearing on aquatic plant management in Hayward on Tuesday afternoon. DNR officials are holding statewide public hearings on the issue to gather input from residents and impacted businesses before revising their rules for aquatic plant management. Tuesday's meeting will take place at the Hayward High School Auditorium at 4 p.m. The Department of Natural Resources has not yet released a first draft of the rule proposal, but will share information on the changes they're pursuing at the meeting. A Grantsburg man has been sentenced to life in prison in connection to a 2023 homicide in Burnett County. According to court documents, David Edeburn Jr. was accused of stabbing and killing Brittany Holland of Siren in September of 2023. He reportedly called law enforcement authorities following the stabbing to have four children removed from the property and told them that he had killed Holland. Authorities later arrested him at his Grantsburg residence. Edeburn Jr. entered a no-contest plea to charges of first-degree intentional homicide last year. For WLAK News, I'm James Kelly.
The Packers release Jair. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with Sports NFL. The Green Bay Packers have decided to part ways with Jair Alexander. ESPN reporting the 28-year-old defensive back was prepared to report to the team's minicamp tomorrow. Jair Alexander has missed over half the games the past two seasons due to injury. Baseball tonight. The Brewers opening a three-game series at home against the Atlanta Braves. Veteran lefty Chris Sale on the mound for the Braves against Milwaukee's right-hander Aaron Savalier. The Brewers losing 1-0 yesterday to the Padres. Desperate to score a run, Pat Murphy admitted after the game he gambled, putting in a pinch runner in for Rhys Hoskins in the seventh, saying it was a mistake considering Hoskins could have had another at-bat in the ninth.
It's one of those decisions. Seventh, eighth, or ninth, do you pinch run for your slowest guy? It backfired today. It wasn't the right call today, that's for sure.
NBA Finals, the Pacers losing to the Thunder 123-107. Game 3 in Indianapolis Wednesday night with Sports on Mike Clemens.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
Mostly cloudy and cool today, with high temperatures reaching the mid-60s and breezy winds out of the west and showers and some storms sparking up this afternoon. Otherwise, tomorrow, a high-pressure system moves in, giving us plenty of sunshine and warmer temperatures in the mid-70s. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. It's 56 degrees at our studios.
The Maggie Dawn Show.
Michael Negron of the Small Business Majority.
You know, the Trump administration thinks that they're doing a solid for small business with their policies. And so having business owners out there talking about how, whether it's tariffs, whether it's potential cuts to health care, how it's going to hurt their bottom line, how it's going to hurt their consumers or their employees. I do think that will have a real impact. Every time he does something, he gets really bad feedback and he retreats in the face of it.
The Maggie Dawn Show. Weekday afternoons, 4 until 6 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
We need a fun listener name, something the followers of the show can call themselves. I thought, how about Couch Potatoes?
Potatoes.
I said it as a joke, and Todd cracked up. He goes, I love that. Whatever it is, folks, embrace your inner couch potato. We are not meant to work in the farms and hunt food. We were 1,000 years ago. But now, I think God wants us to sit back and be entertained.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. Todd Alba.
Hey, everybody. Join us next time. State Senator Kelda Royce will be here with our weekly Joint Finance Committee update, as well as headlines from Wisconsin Watch. Join us.
The Todd Alba Show, weekdays 2 to 4. Lake Air, 1260 AM WLAK.
This is the Tom Hartman Program.
Welcome to the second hour of our program. On the line with us is our old buddy Ben Dixon, host of the Ben Dixon Show, which will be making a comeback soon. You can find him over on Blue Sky at Benjamin P. Dixon, or same on Twitter. Ben, welcome back to the program.
Tom, thanks so much for having me. It's been too long, and it's always a pleasure.
Back at you. Press release, this study, this analysis that you did about Grok and X and Elon Musk and the actual threat to black people in the United States just blew my mind. Let's start at the beginning. First of all, how did you learn about this? What got you into this? And what's the story here?
So, two things, Tom. I never left Twitter. I know there was a mass exodus of more human-type people, progressive or whatever you want to call it. But when the racists and white supremacists, when the floodgate was open, I remained there. And we started to see a progression in the narratives, the anti-black narratives. They got more hostile, more aggressive, and more direct. And I wanted to know, could we quantify this? Could we analyze this without getting a direct access to Elon Musk back in technology, the data directly from X? Could we actually figure out what's going on? And then he unleashed Grok, his own artificial intelligence, inside of X. And that gave us unprecedented insights into the narratives that were going on. And
is that because Grok was trained on X? Grok read all the posts on there, and so he had Grok had a sense of what was going on X?
Right. Not only trained, Tom, but active in it, right? So right now you can go onto Grok. One of the best features of it is that it can pull in real time live information, live tweets. So it's not just trained on it, but it's actively deployed within the infrastructure.
Right. So keep going. I interrupted you. I'm sorry.
So no problem. So once he did that, and that was just a few months ago, I realized because of my work in artificial intelligence that what that really meant, right? We had unprecedented access to every tweet, every single tweet on Twitter, on X. And so what we did was use and deployed a methodology that we have been curating for some time now called the Chimera methodology. And it does something. It transforms AI from just being generative or predictive text. And it makes it look at structures, fundamental structures underlying the narratives and the conversations. And through that, we were able to do a really robust threat assessment using X, which is already, or rather using Grok, which is already integrated in X. And this is how we got our results.
So tell us what the result was.
The result is staggering. It is a Grok. Predicts a 50% chance of violence, targeted violence against the black community in the next 18 months, precisely because of the way the narrative on X had progressed They have progressed from something as simple as being, you know, complaining about black crime or whatever. But now we're in a place where the language is very direct, very genocidal. Some of the hashtags that are there and that are being used on a regular systemic basis include not only hashtag black fatigue, but hashtag total N-word death. And of course, I'm censoring myself. Yeah. And so it's a pure call for violence against the black community. But we didn't just look at one or two hashtags. We looked to see how is it being systemically used. And because of that, it predicts not only a 50% chance of targeted violence, but a 30% chance of mob violence, hearkening back to the Tulsa race massacre, specifically because of the language on Twitter. X.
Wow. Wow. And now, just because X or just because Grok says it doesn't make it real. I mean, have you backed this up with anything? I mean, I'm assuming that just your real life experience having stayed on X, I stopped posting there, I don't know, three, 4 months ago, I guess. It just got way too toxic for me. Go ahead, Ben.
No, absolutely. So there are plenty of other studies that show the direct correlation between radicalization online and actual violence. This is what led to the Mother Emanuel AME massacre in 2015. Exactly. But beyond that, we didn't just look at the words. We looked at a very systematic structure. We looked at the threshold. There's always a flashpoint, and that's where this analysis really cuts to something different than just your standard analysis. We looked at the flashpoint. What preceded historic black violence, violence against the black community, was always dehumanizing rhetoric and the accessibility of it. And it's because of the frequency of these anti-black narratives. They're going so fast, so frequently, all day long, that it mirrors very much like every single other race massacre in history. And so it's not just a matter of X, but it also is grounded in historical precedent.
So I would argue, we're talking with Ben Dixon, Benjamin P. Dixon over on Blue Sky and Twitter. Ben, I would argue that a large part of the motivation for Trump's immigration activities now, and not just, you know, what's going on this very minute, but, you know, all the way back to 2015 when he came down the escalator, has been anti-brown racism, anti-Mexican or anti-Central or South American racism, anti-indigenous person racism, as opposed to anti-black racism. It sure seems, I mean, from the right wingers who call into this program in defense of Trump, it certainly seems to me that probably racism is the principal motivator for them. Speak to that. I mean, you're talking about anti-black racism. To what extent is this whole immigration thing meta to this, or a setup for this, or preparatory to this, or does it merge or morph into this? Or, you know, how do these two things, if anything, you know, relate to each other?
They are inextricably linked, and I can't stress that enough. There are several things on the table that are linked. There is the anti-immigrant narrative, and the same study, we can repurpose it. The technique that we use, we can use it to look at the narratives on X. And honestly, of course, we can look at many different platforms, but it was the access that Grok gave us internally to X that made this so salient. But we can find, and we've seen, the anti-immigrant rhetoric, anti-brown rhetoric, and also anti-democratic, right? There's three major wings to what's happening with MAGA right now. It's not just anti-black racism, which is prevalent. It's also anti-brown and anti-immigrant racism, but it's also anti-democracy. And those threads, those conversations, those narratives, they're escalating every single day. And Tom, I know you're fully aware of frame theory, where if there's a frame that goes unbroken and they are able to just talk to themselves in an echo chamber, it leads so much more quickly towards the actualization of what they're saying. And so they've been talking about this anti-immigrant rhetoric leading up to the 2024 election, and now they're executing on it. They've been talking about violence towards the black community, and we're getting tragically close to it. And of course, we've seen what they've done to democracy with their anti-democratic rhetoric.
Yeah. How and on what kind of timeline do you expect this sort of thing to play out, Ben?
So the hope of getting this word out is to obviously head this off at the pass, to make sure that this never happens. But the estimates that came from Grok itself says gives us about 12 to 18 months for the targeted violence, the 50% chance of targeted violence within the next 12 to 18 months, and mob violence, the 30% chance of mob violence over the next 2 years. And so there is a window, obviously, that this is possibly to happen. But of course, we're trying to get the word out, because one of the most effective things against this is the pushback, right? Just bringing light to it, asking our leaders to condemn it, and making sure that they're not able to just escalate in their rhetoric unabated.
Yeah, I get it. It's a remarkable study. It's amazing stuff. That, you know, the work that you're doing, Ben. I encourage you, people to follow you over on Blue Sky and Twitter, Benjamin P. Dixon, spelled just the way it sounds. And let us know when your show reboots. I'd love to get you back on.
Absolutely. Tom, thank you so much for your time and all that you do.
Thank you, my friend. The great Ben Dixon. We'll be back. It's 15 minutes past the hour.
This is the Tom Hartman Program.
Up next, MAGA influencers are reveling in the suspension of Terry Moran over at ABC News. We'll talk about that. Stick around.
Right now, you can switch from cable television to satellite television for free. That's right, we're offering free equipment, free installation, plus get a free $100 prepaid Visa card. Call the satellite TV hotline right now. Make the switch from cable to satellite television and expand your viewing horizon. On top of free installation, for a limited time, we're offering a fixed price guarantee. With satellite TV, you'll save money over your expensive cable bill. Plus, get access to hundreds of channels. And when you call right now, you can also ask about our seniors and military discounts. So make the switch to satellite TV right now. Everybody gets free installation, free equipment, plus a $100 prepaid Visa card. Call right now and you can switch to satellite TV and be watching everything you wanted to within the next week. And remember, installation's free, so call right now. 800-942-1298. 800-942-1298. 800-942-1298. That's 800-942-1298.
This fall, build your perfect Wisconsin football game day with a mini pack. Pick any three games, including Big Ten matchups like Washington, Iowa, and Ohio State, and save while cheering on the Badgers. Big matchups, big moments, and it's all on your schedule. Football mini packs are available now. Create your custom game day experience today at uwbadgers.com or call 1-800-GO-BADGERS. First touchdown to the fifth quarter, there's always something to enjoy. Football game day starts here. We'll see you at Camp Randall.
I'm Dan Schaefer. Let's recombobulate. In discussions over the so-called Big Beautiful Bill, backed by Donald Trump, that's making its way through Congress, none other than Wisconsin Senator Ron Johnson has emerged as the most prominent Republican critic of the bill, saying at a recent Milwaukee Press Club event that it is, quote, not even close to adequate. Johnson has said he wants spending cuts to go even further, including making cuts to Medicaid. But Johnson's position as a critic of this bill makes him especially influential in these negotiations. But let's not forget the last time he was in a similar position. In 2017, he was a critic of the Trump tax cut bill, but what he fought for was a tax break for certain types of businesses, perhaps not coincidentally, businesses owned by his largest donors, Dick and Liz Uline. In 2018 alone, the Ulines received more than $200 million in tax breaks because of this bill. So as the Big Beautiful Bill is negotiated in the Senate, let's not forget this piece of recent history.
Find all of Dan's work at the Recombobulation Area.
At Hazelden Betty Ford, treating mental health isn't just about breaking old patterns, it's about braving new ones. As the leader in alcohol and drug treatment for 75 years, we know caring for addiction, anxiety, depression, and trauma goes hand in hand. We're here for you with new tools when life breaks down. Discover your path to better mental health at hazeldenbettyford.org/Wisconsin. Sponsored by Hazelden Betty Ford Foundation.
Carmelo Anthony for The Bail Project.
Bad news, you've been arrested. Good news, you're innocent until proven guilty. If you can pay your bail, good news, you go home to wait your trial. If you can't, sorry, you go to jail to wait. But sure, you still presumed innocent. But since you can't afford bail, you've lost your freedom. That's not right. And that's why the Bail Project helps those who can't afford it while fighting the end cash bail. Because freedom should be free.
Brought to you by the Ad Council.
Mornings with Pat Kreitlow.
All right, time to visit with Melissa Baldoff as we talk climate issues. Acting FEMA chief told staff he didn't know about U.S. hurricane seasons.
What?
Speechless too.
I mean,
I love it. We're all just sitting here like, what?
If it is a joke, and I don't know that it is, it's not a funny one. We've seen more deadly hurricanes, so we have every reason to expect it will be a bad hurricane season.
Mornings with Pat Kreitlow. Weekdays 6 to 9 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
Our daily song is now available on Spotify, Apple Music, Amazon Music, YouTube Music, Pandora, Tidal, Deezer, iHeartRadio, and a whole bunch of other platforms. Just look for songs by Louise and Tom Hartman. Check it out. So tell me the truth. How many different beauty potions do you have sitting on your bathroom counter right now? Hey, if it's more than just Vibrant Super C Serum, listen up. The ingredients in this one bottle can replace your day creams, eye creams, night creams, neck creams, wrinkle creams, and your dark spot reducers. Made in the USA with the highest quality ingredients, including vitamin C, hyaluronic acid, vitamin B5, and vitamin E, Super C Serum delivers noticeable results. Louise just swears by this stuff. She loves it. Simplify your skincare routine, get a healthier complexion, and minimize wrinkles and age spots with Vibrance. And if you don't find it better than your current skincare routine, you get a full refund. Just go to Vibrance.com/Tom, T-H-O-M, to save up to 37% off and get free shipping. That's Vibrance, Vibrience.com/Tom to save up to 37% off and get free shipping. Vibrance, Vibrience, Vibrance.com/Tom, T-H-O-M, to get that discount, 37% off. Vibrance.com/Tom.
You followed right in like pigs in the slop, thick with sin. You wallowed deep, you took the dive, now that stink's gonna haunt you alive. You cheered him on, you swore him true, now that filth is stuck.
Welcome back, 21 minutes past the hour. So MAGA influencers revel in Terry Moran's suspension. This is a fascinating story. Do you think that Stephen Miller is a world-class hater? I do. I mean, it's just my personal opinion, but I would argue that there's some evidence for this. And so if somebody said that, you know, if a news reporter were to say that Stephen Miller was a world-class hater, isn't that just telling the truth? I mean, you know, it's not like there haven't been similar things being said by the Trump, by people in the Trump administration. So here this is what Terry Moran posted over on I guess it was on X. He said, the thing about Stephen Miller is not that he's the brains behind Trumpism. Yes, he is one of the people who conceptualizes the impulses of the Trumpist movement and translates them into policy. That's not what's interesting about Miller. It's not brains, it's bile. Miller is a man who is richly endowed with a capacity for hatred. He is a world-class hater. You can see this just by looking at him, because you can see that his hatreds are his spiritual nourishment. He eats his hate. Trump is also a world-class hater, but his hatred is only a means to an end, and that end is his own glorification. That's his spiritual nourishment. So ABC News comes out and says, this violates our standards and we're suspending this guy. Congressman Joe Walsh says, this is utter BS, ABC News. You're the free press. You don't do what the authoritarian in the White House tells you to do. Thank you, Terry Moran, for having the courage to speak the truth. Mehdi Hassan says, snowflakes, pretend speech warriors, gutting journalists, suspended and calling for their firing, hypocrites. Here are some posts from, you know, people just responding. What Moran reported was demonstrable fact, indisputable fact, yet they suspended him. This is the advantage that Trump and his ilk have. They are so beyond the moral pale
so beyond normality that it's considered impolite, impolitic, or intemperate to describe them as they actually are. Another person writes, MAGA, I thought you were all defending free speech in the First Amendment. Why are you so upset about Terry Moran's comments? Stop being such snowflakes. Stop looking for safe spaces and man up. And then another person notes, and I think this is the killer one, Stephen Miller calls sitting U.S. judges, quote, crazy communist judges, end quote, says that the Democratic Party's philosophy is, quote, for foreigners, everything, for Americans, nothing, end quote. But these unhinged opinions are treated as not just fine, but welcomed by Trump. In other words, you know, Miller himself has said worse than what Terry Moran said. Meanwhile, numerous people, this is James Downey, opinion writer over on MSNBC right now, but this is a growing consensus across Democratic circles, is that Republicans now have their rationalization to gut Social Security. And it's waste, fraud, and abuse. This phrase, these three words, waste, fraud, and it's the rule of threes. I've talked about this before. The rule of threes, three things, whenever you have a list of three things, it sticks in your head longer than one or two or four. And it's how our brains are wired. And Musk and Trump have been saying that Medicare and Medicaid are filled with waste, fraud, and abuse, and that's why they're going to cut, you know, some 14 million people off Medicare, or Medicaid, rather. And there could be a substantial cut as a consequence of this to Medicare. So now you've got, and in fact, they're bragging about it. This is Senator Kevin Cramer of North Dakota. He says, how much waste, fraud, abuse is there in Medicare? Why don't we go after that? I think we should. Republican leader of the Senate Majority Leader John Thune, agreed, saying, quote, I think anything that is waste, fraud, and abuse are obviously open to discussions. And then Downey writes, if Republicans deem waste, fraud, and abuse sufficient cover for not just cuts to Medicaid, but for cuts to Medicare as well, what's to stop them from applying that to Social Security next? And it turns out they're doing that. They're actually doing that. The bottom line, Downey concluded, Republicans already have their excuses ready to go. To most Americans, Social Security and Medicare may be entitlements, but to Trump and GOP lawmakers, they're just waste, fraud, and abuse. This is pretty amazing stuff. You know, this whole idea that they can apply this waste, fraud, and abuse thing to Social Security. I mean, it's just, as Downey said, you know, what's to stop them from applying that to Social Security next? I see this coming. Don't you? I mean, now that they've got this phrase, you know, for Reagan, it was, trickle down. If we give tax cuts to billionaires, it's going to stimulate the economy and trickle down to working people. Now, you know, and that was a lie, of course. You know, it's still a lie. Now the lie du jour for the GOP, because they have to have lies to promote their policies of enriching billionaires and corporations. Now their lie is all these social programs are riddled with waste, fraud, and abuse.
You're listening to the Tom Hartman Program. Call 202-808-9925.
And of course they're not, but Trump has fired the inspectors general for most of these agencies who are in charge of stopping waste, fraud, and abuse. So how do you back that one up?
Hi, I'm Ron Reagan, an unabashed atheist. Today, the fastest growing religious group in the country is the non-religious, especially among the young. That progress is heartening, but the religious pushback is fierce and the forces of Christian nationalism are well organized. Our progress won't continue unless we work together so that reason and our secular constitution will prevail. That's why I'm asking you to join the Freedom From Religion Foundation, the nation's largest and most effective association of atheists and agnostics working to keep state and church separate, just like our founders intended. Please join the Freedom From Religion Foundation today. Ron Reagan, lifelong atheist, not afraid of burning in hell.
Join us. Go to fffrf.us/freedom or text Hartman to 511-511 and become a member today. Text Hartman with two N's to 511-511, because the only thing worse than a sermon is when it comes with legislation. Text fees may apply.
What is Recover Now? It's a movement to get clean and sober, started by you, friends and family members, or maybe even the person suffering from an alcohol or drug problem. Recover Now is a free service that helps people find treatment facilities covered by private insurance to help them start the road to recovery and succeed. If you or a loved one wants to recover now, call this number. It's a free call. Many of our treatment counselors have been exactly where you are, and they know what you're going through and how to help you get where you want to be, and that is on the road to recovery. With one free phone call, my specialist will check your insurance and help you get the best treatment for your needs. Remember, get clean, get sober. Use Recover Now as your free service. Here's the number.
800-357-8110. 800-357-8110. 800-357-8110. That's 800-357-8110.
It's that time of year. Many kids are looking forward to summer camp. The initial goal might be just having fun, but it doesn't hurt to include some educational experiences too. I'm Stephanie Hoff for the Midwest Farm Report, along with you on a Monday. The 4-H Summer Academy on June 16th through the 19th offers a variety of hands-on experiences where agriculture is one of the themes. Summer Academy coordinator Lindsay Spindler tells us what students can look forward to.
Summer Academy is a week-long experience on the University of Wisconsin-Madison campus where youth can explore things that really spark their interest and learn about career choices and get some hands-on experience doing some really cool workshops, anything from agriculture to diesel mechanic to baking to civic engagement. And they learn just tons of things and get a lot of experience from professionals in those career paths.
Lindsay Spindler, along with us, coordinator of the 4-H Summer Academy, hosted at the UW-Madison campus June 16th through the 19th. Learn more about it by searching Wisconsin 4-H online. Stick around. We'll take a look at midday commodity prices next. The Classic Green Reunion comes to Wisconsin June 12th through the 14th in West Bend. This year's event showcases Model B and industrial tractors, Waterloo Boy engines, and even drills. Come for the tractors and equipment and stay for the tours, vendors, camaraderie, and a good old-fashioned Wisconsin fish fry. To see event details or to register for tours, visit classicgreen.org. The Classic Green Reunion, June 12th through the 14th in West Bend. See you there.
There goes Pam Yonke across Wisconsin in her suburban truck. Thanks to Equity Livestock Cooperative, marketing your livestock, financing your operation, and supporting the livestock community since 1922. And to Cleary Building Corp. Cleary Building Corp. Built with pride before the shamrock is applied. Explore clearybuilding.com today. Keep up with Pam at MidwestFarmReport.com and on Facebook and Instagram.
Monday from Chicago, Class 3 milk contracts are trading higher. July Class 3 milk is up 13 cents at $18.97 a hundredweight. The August contract is up 7 cents at $19.40 a hundredweight. Corn and wheat markets are slipping lower. Cash corn down a nickel at $4.37.5. December new crop corn is down 8 cents, trading at $4.41.25. July new crop wheat is 12.5 cents lower at $5.42.25. Cash beans are holding steady, up a half a cent at 10.57¾. November new crop soybeans are trading 4¾ cents lower at 10.32¼. For the Midwest Farm Report, I'm Stephanie Hoff.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
Mostly cloudy and cool today with high temperatures reaching the mid-60s and breezy winds out of the west and showers and some storms sparking up this afternoon. Otherwise, tomorrow a high-pressure system moves in, giving us plenty of sunshine and warmer temperatures in the mid-70s. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. Right now, it's 55 degrees.
Not completing high school is more of a social thing than it was an academic thing. Even though all these years have passed, I still had that longing to have my diploma.
At age 30, Carissa finished her high school diploma.
If you're even considering getting your high school diploma, you can do it.
No one gets a diploma alone. If you're thinking of finishing your high school diploma, you have help. Find free adult education classes near you at finishyourdiploma.org. That's finishyourdiploma.org. Brought to you by the Dollar General Literacy Foundation and the Ad Council.
for all of your support. Share the Tom Hartman Program with your friends. Our podcast, The Hartman Report, is absolutely free and available wherever fine podcasts are available. And the entire three-hour podcast is available over at TomHartman.com. If you're over 50 and experiencing joint stiffness, thinning hair, sagging skin, or brittle nails, there's a critical reason why, and ignoring it could accelerate aging from the inside out. A respected Texas doctor of physical therapy is sounding the alarm on a rapid decline in collagen, a structural protein essential for strong bones, flexible joints, and youthful skin. By age 50, your collagen levels may have dropped by over 50%, leaving your body vulnerable to pain, weakness, and visible signs of aging. That's why millions have turned to his breakthrough formula, Native Path Collagen, to restore what time takes away. Louise adds it to our coffee every morning. This isn't just another generic supplement. This is a clinically supported bioavailable collagen peptide that's helping men and women significantly strengthen bones and reduce pain and visibly reduce wrinkles and sagging skin. And right now, as a Tom Hartman listener, I can get you 45% off, but only for a limited time. Go to getnativepath.com/Tom, T-H-O-M. That's get, G-E-T, getnativepath.com/Tom.
Rewriting laws, erasing rights, dictating human dreams. The towers hum with hollow words, machines that watch and track. A future cold and lifeless unless we take it back. They whisper in the boardrooms, plot behind closed doors. A kingdom for the chosen few, the rest abandoned poor. They sell us chains and silver.
Minutes past the hour. Welcome back. Picking up your calls here, Michael in Bronx, New York. Hey, Michael, what's on your mind today?
Hey, Tom. Well, for one thing, I just celebrated my 58th birthday last Friday.
Well, happy birthday, so, Michael.
Thank you, sir. And I'm still celebrating as much as I can throughout the weekend. Mm-hmm. But I got to say that I have been absolutely horrified at the news that has developed throughout this past weekend. First off, I met Terry Moran in person one time. Very fine gentleman and totally honest. Mm-hmm. So how dare ABC suspend him for honesty?
Yeah.
All right? But then what I'm leaking that is it's so strange that, you know who's going to say no mask this, no mask that. But then his guys, ICE, is wearing masks.
Exactly.
What the hell for? I mean, I've served on grand jury before, and we have had undercover officers coming to testify, but they were always identified by their shield numbers. Mm-hmm. Never knew their names, only undercover, shield number, blah, 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 blah. So you got to think about this, that if these ICE people were to make these arrests, they're going to have to show up in court.
At least in theory, a lot of these people are not getting court dates. You know, the 200 Venezuelans that were deported to El Salvador, not a single one of them had a court date. They just got dumped on a plane.
And the thing is that how the hell is it that Kristi Noem, with the stupid commercial that she said, if you register in this such and such app, you can return, like in the future. Mm-hmm. How can we trust that in which the U.S. citizens are being given injustice.
Right. Yeah.
They're not
letting anybody in who's not a white person, specifically from South Africa so far, although Trump has said he wants white people from Norway, too. I don't think there's any Norwegians who are stupid enough to think it's a good idea.
But there's one more piece to this. Mm-hmm. These ICE, going back to these ICE agents, okay? First off, with this human trafficking that they brought on Abrego Garcia.
Mm-hmm.
Why the hell wasn't there any arrest done to, what's his name, Greg Abbott and Ron DeSantis for pretty much doing the same thing of holding these migrants on buses?
Mm-hmm.
going towards blue cities and then going back to this ICE agent says ICE.
Yeah, that was just fraud.
I honestly think, I can't help but wonder if these are the insurrectionists that Trump had pardoned.
Well, that's all over social media right now, Michael, is people are wondering if one of the reasons why these ICE agents are covering their faces is because if they don't, they'd be
recognized.
You know, yeah, because everybody's got the pictures of all the people from January 6th, you know, and that makes perfect sense to me. That makes more sense than most other answers. Although if you look at the police, you know, in Russia, if you look at the police in El Salvador, the cops who were hauling those guys into that concentration camp, they were all wearing those, the neck thing, the gaiters that go up over their noses.
You know what that means?
Yeah, it means that we're unaccountable.
Our law enforcement impersonators, and then a clear message. Well, the American people were not born yesterday.
It could be. I think the main message that they're conveying is that we are not accountable to you or anybody else. And there's also some good psychology about how people, when they feel that they're anonymous, they behave differently than when they're not. And I think they're more likely to use violence if you know, people can't see their faces.
Absolutely.
Michael, I got to move along, but thank you for the call. Yes. That's spot on. Kenyatta in Los Angeles. Hey, Kenyatta, what's up? Your newsletter's been knocking it out of the park lately. I reposted one of them a couple days ago.
Yeah, thank you. I think that was the Soldiers in Your Street piece.
Yeah.
Well, it was anticipated, but I want to be as pithy as I can here because I want to get through a couple of things. You are absolutely right that this is a beta test by Trump for nationwide deployment of this or implementation of what he's done here in Los Angeles. But there are a couple of misnomers or fictions that I need to clear up here first. One of the things I'm hearing from various news outlets is that this is the first time in 60 years that the president has federalized, you know, the National Guard over a governor's objections. That is not true. It is the second time, in fact, in 5 years that Trump has done it here in California over Gavin Newsom's objections. He did it in 2020 at the height of the COVID pandemic. He federalized the so-called George Floyd protest. He federalized the National Guard over Governor Newsom's objections. And as it is today, I feel like I'm in the twilight zone. Governor Newsom filed a lawsuit against that, just as he has today. So I wanted to clear
that.
Where'd
that lawsuit go?
Second thing is, pardon? How'd that lawsuit go?
Yeah.
That lawsuit, I do not know how it was adjudicated.
Yeah.
I'm sorry,
okay.
I don't
have
that information.
Okay.
But I do want to also clear up the fact that the news reports are also saying that they are coming. The 500 Marines that are prepared to what they call PTD, prepared to deploy, are not coming from Camp Pendleton. That's where my father was based. They're coming from 29 Palms, which is right around Palm Springs.
Mm-hmm.
And then something I really wanted to point out, and this is kind of relative to what Mr. Dixon had to say, the difference in these deployments. First of all, these troops that are on the streets in Los Angeles are not really on the streets. They're protecting federal buildings, the building in Westwood, certain immigration offices. They're not really in the streets. However, and I have seen this in my life the first time when I was a year and a half old, and I remember it. I remember a GI taking a bayonet and sticking it in the window of the car because I remember being in a what was similar to a car seat and taking a bayonet and lifting the blanket my father was driving at a checkpoint. And that is burned 60 years later into my mind.
Oh.
I remember the belching black smoke from the tanks in the streets. These soldiers were deployed and they killed a lot of people. And what I wanted to get at, and this is the bottom line, when it comes to black people in the United States, you know, I hear these false equivalencies all the time. I'm listening to peaceful protesters, but we were called violent rioters.
Mm-hmm.
These differences in narrative. They used non-lethal rounds yesterday, and I'm with my Latino and Latina brothers and sisters. Don't get me wrong. But they used non-lethal rounds. They didn't use non-lethal rounds. And by the way, what I saw as a year and a half old in 65, I would see it again 27 years later in 92. mm-hmm. during the so-called Rodney King protest.
Right.
They sent 16,000 federal guards, National Guardsmen and federal troops to Los Angeles. And they were active in the streets, just like they were in 65. And they did not use non-lethal rounds.
Right.
They killed us. So what I'm getting at is that bottom line is that there's a false equivalency in this country. A lot of people don't know that Trump named a right-wing media critic by the name of Brent Bozell as the ambassador to South Africa right at the same time that he gave we want the South Africans here, these Afrikaners who mm-hmm. you know, have a legacy of anti-blackist racism. There's Daniel Penny that choked out Jordan, I forget his name, mm-hmm. On the subway in New York. Was at a football game with Trump and Vance and treated like a celebrity.
Yep.
And most importantly, I want to say this. Black people are treated very differently than everyone else in this country. And I'm just not going to stand for it anymore. Trying to make these false equivalencies with Native Americans, and which I have been forcing through my blood, original Americans, I call them, Choctaw, very differently than everyone else. Jim Crow laws were for black people. Mm-hmm. They weren't for anybody else. Back of the bus was for black people. The Civil War killed 620,000 people. Do you know that is more than the people that died in the American Revolution, Vietnam, Afghanistan, and Iraq, World War II combined? Did you know that, Tom?
Yeah. No, I believe I did.
This country has a problem with black people, and I want to finish up with this.
Mm-hmm.
Trump has something special planned for black people. Oh, you better believe it.
Yeah.
And between now and the midterms, or certainly before he leaves office, however weird that's going to be.
Yeah. Step one, of course. Oh, go ahead. I'm sorry. I thought you were done.
No, that's okay. What Mr. Dixon was saying, that's coming.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's coming to us. There's no doubt about it. Because and I mentioned this to you before, the neonatal position of this country, when it's aggressive, is to attack black people and to go back to its racist roots.
Yeah.
That's just a fact.
No, I get it. I totally get it. And very well said, Kenyatta. Thank you. People, if you check out his newsletter, just go to Substack and plug in Kenyatta. You'll find it. Kenyatta, thank you. 46 minutes past the hour. I'll be back with more of your calls in just a moment. Stay with us.
You're listening to Tom Hartman. Visit TomHartman.com for audio and video archives.
Taking back the mainstream media 3 hours a day, 5 days a week. I'll be right back with more of your calls. You trust your deodorant? Most deodorants just don't work for us working guys. But then Mando rolled into town, ready to tackle all-over odors before they even start. Mando created high-performance deodorants for whole-body odor control. Safe for your pits, packages, and feet, Mando's science-based formula is pH-optimized, capable of blocking odors before they start. Deodorants you're used to using just mask odors or neutralize them after they form, but Mando is powered by mandelic acid, clinically proven to work all day long. Developed by doctors, it's hypoallergenic and skin-safe for your sensitive parts. You can use Mando all over and leave your odor worries behind. Give Mando a go and see why guys are loving it. If it's not for you, they'll gladly refund you within 60 days. Smell better longer with Mando. Get 20% off site-wide on your first Mando purchase with the code TOM, T-H-O-M, at shopmando.com. Plus, shipping is always free. That's 20% off site-wide for first-time customers with the code TOM at shopmando.com. Shopmando.com.
Amory Chevrolet makes the car buying process simple and painless. Whether you're looking to upgrade to something bigger because of your growing family, or you want the adrenaline and want the rush of a two-door sports car for a weekend getaway at the lake, Amory Chevrolet has something for everyone. Stop into their modern showroom today, and any one of their friendly staff will be happy to assist you in your car buying journey. Located along Highway 46 on Amory's south side, Amory Chevrolet is here when you need them.
You're listening to the American Democracy Minute, keeping your government by and for the people. You may have filled out a U.S. Census questionnaire which promised to keep your individual data private. There's concern the Trump administration or Congress may add a question about your citizenship in the 2030 census. Would you answer it? Since 1790, the U.S. has counted the, quote, whole number of free persons, not just citizens. The census has always promised anonymity to get accurate answers, and that data informs important decisions on everything from road construction to education policy to voting districts. The first Trump administration tried to add a citizenship question to the 2020 census, but it was struck down by the Supreme Court. Trump later issued an executive order entitled Executive Order on Collecting Information About Citizenship Status in Connection with the Decennial Census, a precursor to possibly not counting the whole population, but just citizens. The Biden administration rescinded it, but Trump rolled back Biden's order in January. If a citizenship question were to be added in the 2030 census, a study released in March found it would likely depress response to the questionnaire, particularly among Hispanics. Add in Trump's recent orders allowing the sharing of personal information from federal agencies with DOGE, ICE, and state agencies, the effect on the census would impact policies and congressional voting districts for years to come. We have more at AmericanDemocracyMinute.org.
The Todd Albaugh Show.
State Senator Keldon Royce.
The vast majority of people on Medicaid are already working, and it is Medicaid that makes it possible for them to work. People who are disabled or have chronic illnesses and without that health care, they would be out of the workforce. They would have no ability to participate in the economy, and now they can. Medicaid is one of the greatest workforce programs this country has ever built, and they are trying to dismantle it, and with it, they're going to take people's lives and economic security.
The Todd Albaugh Show. Weekdays 2 to 4 on your local civic media radio station. And on the app, Matinee on Air.
Rick Reed is here, an economics instructor.
Remember the film, Planes, Trains, and Automobiles? A driver is riding parallel to him and honking their horn saying, you're going the wrong way. And Candy and Steve Martin go, ha, 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 how do they know where we're headed? Congress and the administration are saying, this is what we're going to do for our budget. But at the end of the day, the Congressional Budget Office basically said that bill is going to create another $3.8 trillion in debt over the next 10 years.
Matinee on Air, weekday mornings 9 to 11 on your local civic media radio station. And on the app.
Hey, thanks so much for sharing our program and for reaching out to our stations and sponsors and letting them know that you're listening. It really means a lot to us. Welcome back. 9 minutes before the hour, picking up your calls here. Dave in Buffalo, New York. Hey, Dave, what's up?
Hello, Tom. This weekend in the L.A., there is video of a Black Hawk helicopter being unloaded where a machine gun, bullets, and tank ammunition. And that Australian reporter, she was reporting on the riots. And as she was speaking, the cameraman person panned over to the police. And as he did that, I guess the cop got offended because he was reporting on them or badly or something, because he raised the gun and shot her right on video.
Hmm.
And then shot the reporter in the leg. And then in Glendale, Southern California, Glendale, the city, has terminated the contract with ICE, and this is their statement. The city of Glendale terminates ICE detainee holding center contract. After careful consideration, the city of Glendale has decided to end its agreement with Homeland Security ICE to house federal immigration detainees. This local decision reflects our core values, public safety, transparency, and community trust. The Glendale Police Department does not enforce immigration laws and remains fully in compliance with SB 54.
That's
so
great.
I would say that, yeah, all cities, all I would hope that New York State would.
This is what Trump is going after, the so-called sanctuary cities. But excellent. Dave, thanks for sharing that. James in Peoria. Hey, James, what's up?
Yeah, about this medicine that's being wasted by USAID.
Mm-hmm.
There's enough good billionaires in this world, you think, that would cover that $12 million we're just going to throw away.
Yeah, it's not just medicine, it's also food.
Right, well, food's already rotten from what I gather.
Yeah, but apparently.
There ought to be enough billionaires in this world, like I said, Oprah Winfrey, Taylor Swift, Michael Jordan,
Why should we have to rely on progressive billionaires? Shouldn't government be doing these things, James?
Yes, they should, but they're not.
Yeah, you're right.
Trump is not going to let that medicine go. It's just going to rot.
Yeah.
I would just soon somebody step in and use it.
Yeah.
To save the people it can save.
I'm with you. James, thank you. Spot on. Gary in Seattle. Hey, Gary, what's on your mind today?
Hey, Tom. Thanks for taking my call. Can you hear me okay?
Yeah, just fine.
Okay. I just wanted to point out to everybody, if you look at what Americans want, which is like a Medicare for all, they would like to have a reasonable safety net for people. They would like to see an end to gerrymandering. They'd like to see everybody who's legal get a easily vote. And we're in the majority. We're not in the minority. We're the massive majority in this country that are reasonable people that want to, you know, get this country going in the right direction.
Yeah, agreed. Agreed. Excellent
points,
right, Gary. Thank you very much. Roger in Seattle. Hey, Roger, what's up?
I wanted to comment on several items, but I know we're limited until Friday, so I wanted to first thank you for mentioning answering violence with nonviolence, like Gandhi and King.
Mm-hmm.
But my main comment was on the Twitter comment that you had earlier.
Mm-hmm.
When he talked about dehumanizing the opposition to foment a false, you know, reason to send in the National Guard or the police, whatever.
Mm-hmm.
That's what, throughout history, Stalin, Hitler, and Putin in the modern era.
Yeah, it's called false flag
their
operations.
To do that.
Yeah, yeah. It's the Trump is trying to invent a Reichstag fire, is what he's trying to do. He's trying to create a crisis like Hitler had in January of 1933, that will allow him to declare a state of emergency, so that he can basically become a dictator. And I think that, you know, at a secondary level here, he's not just looking at becoming a dictator, he's looking at stopping the elections in November of 2026. I don't know if he'll be able to pull it off. I'm skeptical. But I think that that's part of what's on his mind.
And then for the follow-up of Vietnam and World War II, we had the Japs. In Vietnam, we had the Gooks, so that all of the poor, young, you know, frontline cannon fodder that we sent over, they would be okay with being supporting Lieutenant Callie and killing women and children.
Those were the racial slurs that we shouldn't be using them on the radio. But those were the racial slurs.
So that's why I feel comfortable using them. But thank you for mentioning that.
Yeah, I got it. But those were the racial slurs that were used during basic training, you know, in the military.
Yes.
And
yeah, you dehumanize so that you can go up and kill somebody, because
that's exactly not human. That's right. It's not a human being. It's a caricature or a member of a community or something. Roger, thank you. Spot on. We'll be back on the other side of this break. It looks like the bird flu is now capable of airborne transmission, but don't expect Bob Kennedy to tell you about it. They canceled the bird flu vaccine, and they stopped tracking it. I'll give you the details on that right after the break. Stay with us.
You're listening to Tom Hartman.
One out of two Americans thinks their life is worthy of a book. Here's another startling stat. You may be one of the 15% of people who bothered to start your book, and one of the 6% that got halfway through it, but your gem of an idea likely died. Or did it? Some published authors are making significant money. So join the ranks of the successful people that finished their books with help from Dorrance Publishing. Call right now, and our experienced editors and writers will explain to you what it's going to take to get your book completely written, published, and then taken to market to sell it. It's a free consultation, so call right now. Find out how much time and money it takes to finally get that book idea of yours published. Make your dreams happen. Call Dorrance Publishing right now.
800-640-6298. 800-640-6298. 800-640-6298. That's 800-640-6298.
Mornings with Pat Kreitlow.
This is for people who watched me anchoring the news at Channel 13. My last day at TV 13 was 20 years ago yesterday.
Oh, I'm old now too.
Well, yeah, that was my whole point.
And I was too when you stopped working at TV.
That's what I get all the time now is people come up and they go, oh, were you on TV? I'm like, yeah. And then I go, don't say it. I watched you when I was a little kid. I'm like, yikes.
Catch Mornings with Pat Kreitlow at its new time, weekdays 6 to 9 on Civic Media and the Civic Media app. Amicus, a law review with Jim Santel.
The Trump administration arresting and deporting these supposed gang members without giving them due process is one of the steps to becoming an authoritarian government.
Dale, thank you so much for the call. And again, I second all of that. Bring them all back and afford them the due process that's a part of our nation, a part of this law, and a part of our tradition in administering justice.
Amicus, a law review with Jim Santel. Saturday mornings from 9 to 11. You're listening to Lake Air 1260 AM WLAK Amory and 107.5 FM W298DK Amory and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Michelle Franzen. President Trump arriving back from Camp David is defending his decision to deploy National Guard troops to Los Angeles neighborhoods this weekend when protests broke out over ICE arrests.
People that are causing the problem are professional agitators, they're insurrectionists.
California's Governor Gavin Newsom says he nor local or state police did not request the National Guard and is planning to sue the Trump administration for sending the troops to the area, including a federal courthouse vandalized during demonstrations. President Trump expected to hold a call today with Israel's prime minister. The White House says the U.S. is waiting for Hamas to respond to the latest ceasefire hostage release proposal. And a federal judge in New York today dismissing actor and producer Justin Baldoni's $400 million lawsuit against actress Blake Lively. The co-stars of It Ends With Us have been in a legal battle for the past year. This is ABC News.